but he proved to be friendly, and we were welcomed into his home. The interior was like a TARDIS and far larger than it appeared outside. In the center of the room was a fire on which a simmering stew of some sort was cooking in a large cauldron. Scattered around were floor cushions on which to sit. There was a bamboo screen which separated the sleeping area. An old-fashioned timbath hung on a hook hammered into the wall. We were told toilet facilities were outside and considerably basic. We felt as if we had been transported back in time. It was surreal. The man's name was Kane. He relayed to us the story of how life had brought about his present-day existence. I will recount, in brief, his narrative as best. I remember it. My childhood was happy and carefree. My sister and I were blessed with loving parents. Our family lived in the countryside, only 3 miles from the nearest town. Looking back at this time, I think life was idyllic. At school, I was always good at sport, especially rugby. Although physically challenging, I enjoyed building up my fitness ready for the intensity of forthcoming matches. Having both the technical and physical ability, an excellent work ethic and willingness to learn,